Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
All right, we are looking today at the 100th day of the Trump administration coming up. We're going to check in with our own Annie Fry, who's live at the White House this morning. She'll be in the press briefing room again when Scott Bessent goes in there this morning at about 7:30 Central Time. And, of course, they're talking about the accomplishments of this administration, among other things. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning. Happy 100 days to the two of you.
Yeah, to you as well. You know, Kim and I were kicking this around earlier. Where would you grade the Trump administration at this point, John?
Well, I'd give the Trump administration an A or an A+, but I would suggest that this 100-day grade will only account for about 3% of the final grade. So.
Yes, it's 3 months. I mean, that's what I said. It's for all of the changes he's made, some of them are going to be a little more long term. And it's so early for the mainstream media to be, or Chuck Schumer, whoever the hell else it is, to be writing this off as some sort of a failure because gas prices aren't back at $1.86 yet.
No, that's right. It's look, he's done more in the first 100 days than arguably anyone since FDR. And what he's proposing is to dramatically change our system as it has existed for the last 30 or 40 years, system of trade, system of immigration, our tax code, all those things. So it's been a phenomenal 100 days. But again, it's all going to come down to whether or not he's able to implement it. I think the next big marker will be the legislation that has to occur. You know, the renewing of Trump tax cuts and all that won't be done until probably the end of the summer.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're down to the final days of the Missouri legislative session. I guess we have about 2.5 weeks, maybe a little less than that, 2 weeks and a day or two. What are you hearing about this fix for Amendment 3?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, where the Trump administration is trying to earn an A+ with their work, it seems that the Missouri legislature is simply taking their job on a pass-fail basis. And I think they'll pass, but in order to do so, they will have to do a few things between now and the end of the year, not least of which is to get Amendment 3, a new version of Amendment 3, back up on the ballot. I know we've talked about this a couple times on your show, and it appears as if they're willing to go that route. It's going to require that they end session a day or two early, because they're going to have to move the previous question, which will shut down all further debate thereafter. But essentially, I think what we're going to get is an opportunity in November of 26 to vote for the elimination of abortion in the state of Missouri, with the exceptions of, you know, rape, incest, and the life of the mother. And I think that's the goal of both the pro-life organizations, and I think that leadership here is determined to get this done and get it done this calendar year, so we can turn around and organize a very effective campaign But again, the voting won't take place until November of next year.
I'm so hopeful that will happen, and I wish it were happening before 2026. My only concern would be, and maybe you have some insight on this, was remember when the judge came down and said, oh, you know, the wording that you've come up with for this amendment is misleading and dangerous and all these things, and they forced him to change it to what people ended up seeing in November, which was incredibly misleading. Could that essentially just happen again? We go through all this, we pass it, which we still should do, we get it on the ballot, and then some judge comes in and says, oh, we have to change it again.
Well, earlier this session, the legislation has passed that the intent of the legislation is to dramatically limit the powers of the judiciary to change ballot language. So we'll see. It'll be a test of this new legislation, and hopefully that change will allow for very specific language to be used on the ballot initiative.
Yeah, it's true. John Lamping, our guest this morning. Prop A, I understand that they've been negotiating with the Democrats on this. This is the one, obviously, that raises the minimum wage and then gives people PTO for, what, every 30 hours worked or something like that?
Yeah, it appears as if a deal is
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's going to be, it's close to being finalized. You know, the Proposition A, for your readers, for your listeners to understand, a proposition, when you vote for a proposition, you're changing a law, and it's not an constitutional amendment change. So those laws can then be changed back again by the General Assembly. They're not eliminating all the things in a Prop A. They're just fine-tuning it. To think that they would, in a proposition, pass a perfect law and not go through a process is silly. So what they're essentially doing in Jefferson City is they're fine-tuning it. It seems like they're pretty close. I mean, obviously the Democrats have been filibustering. They supported Prop A. The Prop A was really only on the ballot as a way to get out the vote for the abortion amendment. So I think they'll get something done. That won't require a previous question. If it does, I mean, that's fine because they'll just roll that together with the changes to Amendment 3, and that all get done in the last day or two. So I think they're pretty close to getting that done. And I think the budget still has to get done this week or next, and that's about it. I know I heard your interview with David Gregory, and he talked about how many bills pass in the end. It's true that a lot does get done in the end, but most of the meaningful stuff doesn't. The things that change the trajectory of the state don't pass in the last week mm-hmm. or two. You know, if we were to grade this legislative session, it is an outright grade. Like I said, I think they've passed, but I think it's kind of like a C+, B-, would be my grade for this legislative session. And that includes if they get Amendment 3 and the Prop A fix is done.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you talk about these key bills that are likely not going to get passed in the final weeks of the session, and that would be IP reform. That would be, the personal property tax. There's been so many, you know, conservative lawmakers trying to spearhead that effort. I don't think happen this session. Do you think this is ever going to happen? Is this in the future of Missouri, or is this not going to ever come to fruition?
Well, it'll require that leadership of the governor, and others. You see governors in other states to the south of us, Arkansas. I think Arkansas, my guess would be, is that they'll ultimately eliminate their income tax. Alabama eliminate their income tax. I mean, these are things that change the lives of ordinary people. The only thing that we did this session that changes the lives of ordinary people is we made it easier for the utility companies to go for a rate hike. They've already started that process. The ordinary people from this session will pay higher utility bills, have higher utility bills. So to answer your question, it'll take leadership from the governor to do it. He talks around the edges about wanting to do it, but he certainly didn't try to do it this session at all. He didn't stand up and go forward. And I also do think that the wild card in all of this is what happens with the Medicaid program. Missouri is one of three states that has Medicaid as a right in their constitution. And if that funding formula coming from the federal government changes and Missouri is obligated to pay more for Medicaid than they do now, that'll make the next year, two or three of the Keough administration all be about kind of a fiscal crisis. They'll be way short hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, depending on how that could change. And that's something we'll know. That'll be in the federal legislation that happens at the end of the summer.
Which is what we warned about when they were trying to make that law to begin with. John, thank you.
Great being with you both. Take care.
Yep. Thank you very much. Yeah. We warned about that. Hey, whatever happens if the federal gravy train ends? Well, the liberals couldn't imagine the federal gravy train ever ending. And now the federal gravy train might be ending, and Missouri stuck with a law requiring that they fund Medicaid, whether the federal tax dollars are there or not. So that's where the crisis will come in, just so you know. That was a stupid law to pass in the first place, for sure. I think it was a proposition, if I remember correctly, or an amendment to the Constitution. So that's the problem we have there. Coming up, we are going to check in with one Annie Frye, who I believe right now is live on the grounds of the White House. So we'll get to her right after the break. Stay tuned.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.